23 very quickly with me. Proverbs 23. Now I'm on the clock. They said Keneko Plan preaches by the calendar. So he can stay there for 2 hours, 3 hours and preach. But now I'll have to preach by the clock. Pastor NY says I have to preach by the clock and not by the calendar. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23, are you with me? Are you happy this morning? You know, I believe that we are in for a time of impartation this morning, but God wants to stir up dreams. And when I say dreams, I mean that there are things that God has shown you about your life. Some of those things you are giving up on them. You are thinking, well, maybe it might not be so and all of that. I think that this morning God wants to stir them up again. You know, God wants to show you again. God wants to bring a fresh passion to them again to say, I will make you what I want you to be. You know, the truth of the matter is this, is that God has a plan. You know, God has a plan. He has a plan for every one of us. You know, there's something that he wants to do with every life that helps to attract people to him. So the evangelism that we do goes beyond the preaching on the pulpit into how we do business. Can I have an amen? Goes into how we walk, goes into how we perform as students. And God wants to use all of those things to draw people to him. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. You know, I was in Ibadan Thursday and I was sharing with them that, you know, it's like when he says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that God makes us to triumph always so that by that he makes known by us the fragrance of his knowledge. And what fragrances do, meaning that God lifts us up, God blesses us, God makes us succeed and all of that and overcome challenges so that when all of those testimonies are coming forth about our lives, people perceive a sweet smell of the knowledge of Christ. Can I have an amen? That is that people start thinking to themselves, why is his life like this? Why is she like that? How come things work for him like that? Even when there's trouble, he's not troubled. How come one can live that way? And that's the fragrance. What fragrances do is that they tend to attract people. You know, so when there's a good fragrance and somebody enters the room who has a good perfume, which is fragrance, you tend to look. You want to hug. Can I have an amen? If the smell is bad, you want to be as far away as possible. You know, I think my wife was sharing some time ago how she was in school and there was somebody with a bad body odor and nobody would say anything to her, you know, but everybody would change seats. When she enters and she sits here, somebody will find an excuse to say, I can't see the board. Then you move forward. What you are doing is that you are running away from the person with the smell. Are you with me? If the smell was good, you want to be closer to that person. Hallelujah. And God wants to use our lives that way. What am I trying to say to you is that all of those God-given dreams are all God reaching out to humanity. You know, and I was telling them in recent times, I mean, I'm reading a book on a man who built big machines in his lifetime. He designed and built big machines, Algie Lotonio. And the first pages of his book, which is titled Mover of Men and Mountains, the man was just telling his story. The first few pages, he said, I do not have a university education. I'm a high school dropout, but I built things. I designed machines that big multinationals had to copy. All to show that this is nothing but God at work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's how God works. I was also sharing with them about the footballer Saka in the UK and the fact that I was always just intrigued by this young man who is 23 years old, is he? Or 21 years old, I was intrigued by this young man. Generally, I've just been intrigued by him right from about 3-4 years ago when he played international tournament and he lost the penalty kick and the whole of the country wanted to cut his head off. I was intrigued by the young man because at that point, I began to discover this young man who was a multi-millionaire. At that time, he was a teenager playing professional football, and then he played for the national team, and then he loses a penalty, and the whole country wants to kill him. And some people say, how can you want to kill him? The other people who are experienced ran away from taking the penalty kick. They should not have asked the young boy who is inexperienced at that level to take that kind of a kick. But I found him very interesting. At that point, I discovered the boy was getting A's, straight A's in his examinations. And I thought, what kind of boy is this? Who is a multimillionaire? Who is so well-conducted, well-behaved? He did not answer anybody back. They called him racist things because he was black, of course, of Nigerian heritage. He didn't answer back. And I thought, this boy is so good. What kind of boy is this? Then one day I walked into a bookshop. I saw books written by the boy. I said, this boy now, wow, this boy is just, how do you say, he's bamboozling me. What kind of boy is this? And then recently I saw a video and I said, Because in that video, the boy was holding a Bible. And he said, my father gave me this Bible. He said, and I endeavor to carry it with me and to read it every day before I sleep. So I said, Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the fragrance. Are you hearing me? That's where the fragrance is coming from. So it's not a pulpit minister, but there is a fragrance that is drawing. Hallelujah. I don't know what dream God had put in your heart, but God is saying that dream will come to pass. Proverbs 23, verse 17 and 18, it says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. Can I hear you say all the day? You know, all the day meaning all the time, forever. Don't ever, ever, ever give up on your zeal and your fear of the Lord ever. Don't ever walk away from God. Okay? Why? He said, for surely there is a hereafter and your hope will not be cut off. Surely there is what? A hereafter and your hope will not be cut off. So surely God is saying, look, there is coming a future. And in that future, I'm going to walk on that dream in your heart and I will bring it to pass. The reason why you need to stay with me, the reason why you must be consistent, the reason why you mustn't give up, is that God says that dream in your heart, I'm going to make use of it. And I'm going to bring it to pass. It's the reason why you can't afford to stop dreaming. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I came to say to you this morning that you can't afford to stop dreaming. You can't afford to stop seeing the things that God has said to you. You can't afford to give up because the environment is not suitable, because things are difficult. Are you hearing me? Listen, when I look back, there are many things when I moved to Lagos that I thought, Lagos is something else. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I even thought to myself, I can't live in Lagos. I can't live in Lagos. But I had to start changing my mind and dreaming as God has meant for me to dream, to say, if his houses they have in Lagos, I will have. If his cars, I will have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If he survive, I will survive and prosper. Because God put me in Lagos. I tell you the truth, years ago I told God, I said, don't ever send me to Lagos. That's the truth. I told him, I said, don't send me to that Lagos. When I came to visit, I looked at the place, I said, God, please. Please, you know, you know when you say I surrender, or you say, but this one, I said, don't send me to Lagos. No. But and many people are succumbing to the environment. I think it was John Osteen that said there are many things that people are going through that I didn't even know existed. What's he saying? He's saying you talk and you say there's inflation. He said I refuse to participate. I just refuse to participate. Anything you say is going on, I refuse. What does that mean? I refuse to cut my dreams down to size, the size of that environment. And what happens when you do that is that you stop dreaming. You start saying to yourself, it's not possible to do this, it's not possible to do that. And listen, don't also try to adjust the dream or figure out how it's going to happen. Just first and foremost, keep dreaming. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, we put a lot of emphasis on faith, but there is no faith if there is no hope. The moment you lose hope and you stop dreaming, then you cannot possibly have faith. Are you hearing me? Faith is the flour with which we bake the bread of faith. You must first be alive. You must first keep seeing it. First believing, first hoping. You are still there hoping. Are you ever going to have a car? I believe.
by God's grace, this car is too me too. I will drive a car. You must still keep dreaming and keep dreaming, and then you can concretize the dream with faith. I haven't stood upon God's word, but you can't lose hope and expect things to get better. Are you still with me? The Bible says to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Meaning the day you stop dreaming, you are dead. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The day you lose hope and you stop dreaming, then you are as good as dead, even if you are a lion. Huh? There's no point being a lion that is dead. You had better be a local breed dog, but it's alive. Are you still with me? Bingo. Yes, be bingo, bingo, bingo. Your back is woo, 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 woo. Bingo is better than lion when the lion is dead. Can I have an amen? But as long as you keep dreaming, you are good. Things can change. Things can improve. Can I have an amen? You know, one of the reasons that people tend to give up on those dreams is that it seems like it's taking time. And that's one of the things this text is addressing. But look, there is a hereafter. There's a hereafter means that, hey, there's still a future. Everything is not about now. Are you hearing me? Everything is not about now. There's still time. There's still time. And now that we start reading the Bible again, you can read and follow what happened to Abraham. Abraham in Genesis 12, you know, God called Abraham and said, leave your father's house, blah, blah, to a land I'll show you, and I'll give to you, I will prosper you, I'll make your descendants many. You don't know that Abraham in Genesis 12 was 75 years old. Are you with me? Okay, let me put it another way. He was 75 years old, he was still living with his father. You're hearing me now. He was 75, but he was still living with his father. Somebody said, if you haven't built your house at 40, you're a fool. A fool at 40 is a fool forever. What's Abraham? Why am I saying that? There are certain things also we see that just put people under unnecessary, crazy pressure. It's nowhere in the Bible that you have to build a house at 40. Can I have an amen? Amen. God will do it for you if you are still under 40. Are you hearing me? But don't kill yourself and say, I'm almost 40. Abraham was 75. Are you still with me? So I think that's why God had to come to Abraham and say, Abraham, I will bless you. You understand? At 75, God was still putting a dream in his heart. Again, some people stop dreaming. You say, I'm 60. In fact, I celebrated my 40th birthday last year. My life is finished. I don't have anything. You are 40. Your life is finished. You know, the late Lester Sumrall, great, great apostle, and he went all over the world first with Howard Carter as an apostle. They went all over Asia preaching and all of that. And then he came back to America, planted a church, pastored it. He said for the first time, things were doing well, and he was comfortable. Then God told him, I want you to go to the Philippines. So he resigned the pastorate, left for the Philippines, without even the support of the church. So the church was not sending him money monthly. He just went to the Philippines to obey God. He got there, and you start sitting room, his family and one or two people. And he was praying, and he was thinking to himself, okay, I left a thriving church to come to the Philippines. But then God used him, cutting a long story short, because that's not my emphasis. God used him, and he delivered a lady on national TV who was a national phenomenon because she was demonized. And where they kept her, anybody, police or whatever, if he looks at you and she curses, that person will die. So it was national news. And God said, I want you to go and deliver her. So he did. And in 1 week, thousands of people got saved all over the place. Church filled up. All churches filled up. And then God told him, God said, return to America. He said, return to America. God said, yes. He said, because otherwise they will start to worship you. So I want you to leave. Go back to America. So he resigned again, went back to America. His grandson also still pastors that church now in the Philippines. He resigned and left for America. So he got back to America. And somebody told him then, he said, Lester, you are 55 and finished. Now look at you. You have nothing. You are 55 and finished. Listen, Lester Sumrall had the most number of Christian radio stations before he finished in America. He had TV stations. He had ships that were carrying food all over the world. He had planes. In fact, he was the only one who had a military plane to go and be delivering food to people all over the world before he died. Are you hearing me? I'm saying that at 75, you can still dream. Are you still there? So, Abraham was there at 75. At 75, he was in his father's house. At 75, he didn't have a child. So what do you think was going on in Abraham's mind? So God came and told him, dream again. God told him, dream again. I will prosper you. I will make your descendants many. So God was putting inside of him a dream. Now, between that time and when Abraham had Ishmael was at least 10 years. So even the Ishmael that he had was at least 10 years from having been 75 with no child, and God says to him, I'm going to give you a child. It was another 10 years before he got Ishmael. And then God said, that's not the one that I was talking about. And it took another 15 years before Isaac came. But after he had Ishmael, God showed up again. And God said, come out, Abraham. Abraham was complaining. And he said, God, look, I don't have any child. Is it this Eliezer that was born in my house, a servant, that will be my heir? And God said, no. He said, come out and look at the stars. What was God saying? God was saying, the dream that I implanted in you at 75, I'm still saying to you, dream again. Don't give up on it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So one reason why people give up on the dream is because it seems like it's taking long. Another reason why we tend to give up on our dream is that we are comparing. Just like the main text here says. It says, look, you look at don't let your heart envy sinners. So you sit there, you are seeing somebody, he has this, he has that, and you are thinking, this Yahoo is good though. It's good though, I will give tithe. Keep your tithe. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're saying to yourself, I can do this thing. Even when I do it, if I just put a little zero here, I will use the money to help people. But what is really happening is that your heart is envying sinners. And God says, don't do that. He said, well, surely. Can I hear you say surely? He says, surely there is a hereafter. There's still a future, surely. It means that surely that future of the birthing of your dreams will happen. So we get in trouble when we start comparing. What's his name? The psalmist David was comparing in Psalm 73. And he said, I began to look at the sinners. He said they were prospering. He said they were doing well. And I almost slipped. That is my thoughts. I almost backslided, as it were. He said, because I looked at them, it looked like nothing was going wrong with them, except that they were just prospering. And then he wrote further down, he said, I did not understand their end until I went to the house of the Lord. He was saying, until I fellowship with God, I really couldn't see things the way I ought to be seeing them. He said, then I saw their end, and I saw it was not good. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? You have gone quiet. So let me say two things very quickly. One, God works with our dreams. Okay, God works with our dreams. But it's those things that he has put in your heart need to be there. Because God is going to take that dream. That's what he's working with. And your consistency of holding on to that dream, of confessing in line with that dream, and of dreaming again and again and again. Years ago, God told me, he said, after you finish praying, I want you to just stay there and dream. Dream about the things that you have implanted in your heart, the things that I've told you about your life. He said, just stay there. Not prayer time or anything. He said, just stay there. And with God's word, just meditate and begin to see those things happening. Are you still with me? Many of you need to spend time just being daydreamers. You know, one of the things that we have thought was wrong, we have used our imaginations wrong. But our imaginations are things that we ought to use in line with what God has in mind for us. We need to start imagining. Imagining when God does this, when the business prospers, when my home is doing well. They start imagining all of those things. This is why. Imagine your children. Imagine how they will be. Imagine how things will work. Imagine the grandchildren. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start using your imagination. Unfortunately, we tend to allow our imaginations to run wild with evil things. But when it comes to good things, we don't know that it's actually a tool that God created for us to use. Are you still with me? Go to Ephesians 3. Let me show you something. Ephesians chapter 3. So God works with our dreams, our imaginations, our thoughts, our conceptualization. Ephesians 3, verse 20. The Bible says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Some say, or imagine. According to the power that works in us. Now to him that is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. What does that mean? It means my imagination sets a benchmark. Are you hearing me? My imagination is a benchmark. I benchmark it and I say, hey, I can see this. And God says, what you can see, I will beat. Are you still there? Whatever you can see. Because he told Abraham, he said, as far as your eyes can see, I've given it to you. I mean, what can he see? God is saying, I will beat what you can see. Because Abraham could not have seen all the land that Israel got. Are you hearing me? He couldn't have seen that far. He saw far, but definitely not far enough. And God is saying, I use that imagination as a benchmark of where to start. And let me tell you this. They said in the original, it says, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. And I think that, you know, every time I read it, it puzzles me that how many people believe that God can speak English or any language? Greek, Hebrew, God, you believe so? Without error. So, I'm asking myself, why is such a verse written in the Bible like this? Why, if I said, now to him who is able to do above all that we could ask or think, would that be good enough? Huh? It's correct. Good enough or manageable? Or you get excited with it. If that's what you saw in your Bible, will you be excited? To him who is able to do above all that you could ask or imagine. Would that be exciting enough? So why would God say, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above? Why would God be struggling and throwing together all of the adjectives, all of the words? Because what he wants to do with your imagination is beyond your imagination. Are you hearing me? And actually they said in the Greek, what it says is that now to him, not just now to him who is able to do, but what it says in the Greek is now to him who is able to and will do. So it's not just talking about his ability in the original Greek. It's talking about his willingness and what he will actually do. The certainty of it is that God will take my imagination and he'll say, oh, so this is as far as he can see. Now let me beat it. Why does God beat it? Because that's the nature of God. Abby? He said, he fills my cup till my cup runs over. Didn't he know when it was full? Huh? He knows when it was full, but yet he fills it till it runs over. Because that's the nature of God. He wants to completely go overboard with what he does. When they came and Jesus said, look, let's feed these people. They said, we don't have anything but five breads and is it two fishes? And they brought it and he fed the people. The Bible says they fed them till they were satisfied. So it wasn't as if that they cut small, small pieces. You get what I'm saying? So that miracle wasn't a miracle of cut small, small. They give small, small, bros. He said, enough. Say, give me more. Say, enough, Ross. Can't you see the number of people around? That this thing will go down safe is enough miracle. You now want to spread the miracle with your occultism, your greed, your Bible says the hand in your eyes. Yes, so you go guru. You want to spoil it with your anti eyes. Take the small and eat it, my friends. Better half a loaf is better than none. But what the Bible actually describes is that each one said, I want more, and got more. They were fed, they were satisfied, and the Bible says they carried 12 baskets full. Why did God keep multiplying? Even though everybody had been fed to filling, and he still kept 12 baskets, and Jesus said, gather the remains. And then they gathered the remains. I wonder how many baskets they gave the boy. You know, and by the time the boy carries basket, just one basket is enough. Enters the house with one basket. His mom will say, where did you get it? He said, I gave it in the church. And they multiplied. He said, take another one, take it there. Go back to church. Why did you come back? Our service ended. Go back. Attend service again. You understand what I'm saying? Let them multiply again. We'll stop going to the supermarket. Multiply it again. Hallelujah. God works with our dreams. God works with our imaginations. And he multiplies and goes way above what we can think of or imagine. Are you with me? Where am I going tonight? Is that you should let God build his dream inside of you. Just like the psalmist said, that I couldn't see anything anymore in Psalm 73. I'd lost hope. He said, until I went to the house of the Lord, then I began to see. I began to see things the right way. Let God begin to show you. As you spend time with God this year, it's not just give me, give me, give me. Let God begin to build dreams in you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And those dreams that God is building inside of you, don't let go of them for anything. Are you still there? You know, there are things that God has showed me for years, even about church, about ministry. Some of them I'm just beginning to see them. Some I haven't seen them. And I'm talking of over 20 years, well over 20 years, almost 30 years. Some I haven't seen them, but I have them written down. Are you hearing me? And occasionally, I just go back to look at it again. Look at what I wrote down. God showed me this. You know, God showed me years ago. He said, I'll raise leaders. We have seen trickles, but now we will see it as in torrents. People who will take over in different spheres. Are you hearing me? Who will just be there? They will just rise to the top of their different areas and places that God has put them, and they will stand for God. I'm not talking about people who will get there and they start shaking because they have small money now. You know, one of the problems we've had in politics in Nigeria, for instance, is not because we don't have Christians there. It's because when they get there, you're not sure they are Christian anymore. Are you with me? But I'm talking about solid people who stand for what they believe. Nothing will move them. I've had someone say, you know, in our church, we have a senator in our church. You know, he won his election. He's not a senator. So I asked him, I said, does he still come to church? Does he still come to your church? And you know, he's very busy. I say, it's a lie. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, they said, the story goes that a politician and a minister, gospel minister, arrived in heaven. So, Peter was showing them around. Then they got to one small house, small bungalow, one room, self-contained. So he said, Reverend, this is your house. So the man said, okay, thank you very much, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, Oga, honorable. That is yours, that big one there. Big mansion. Say, that is your own. So the Reverend said, how can you give me this self-contained? Then you give this guy, this politician, this big mansion. Peter said, because we have many of you here. But this one is the first one. It's the first one that made it here. So we are really celebrating you. Are you with me? Habakkuk chapter 2. So let God build the dreams in you. If you stop dreaming, let God stir it up again.
Pastor, I don't know what God has shown you about the church. Begin to dream. What is God showing you about Agboyi? Dream. Hallelujah. Dream. Begin to see it. And say, this is what it will be. Write it down. Hallelujah. And go back to it periodically. Look at it again. Pray over it again. Thank God about it again. Ah, so you are not seeing it. Stay there and believe God. For surely there is a hereafter. And your hope, one says your expectation, will not be cut off. I like the word surely. Surely means that you can take it to the bank. Surely means you can stake your life on it. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. It says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. You see that tablets existed a long time ago. Make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it because it will surely, can I hear you say surely? He said it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So he said, when I wait upon God, what happens? One of the things that you find will consistently happen in the place of prayer, in your quiet time, is that dreams start to rise. Why? Because God is putting visions. He's putting vision in your heart. So as you are praying, he's imbuing and impregnating you with his vision. And that vision keeps coming. It keeps coming. It keeps coming. Because God is saying, this is what I want to make of your life. And he said, write it down. Make it plain. Make it plain and simple upon tables. That whenever it is read, there is a stirring up to run. Hallelujah. He said, for the vision is for an appointed time. One of the biggest reasons why we have problems generally in working with God is that we don't understand appointed times. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 speaks about, he said, to everything there is a time. Everything. He said he makes, I think verse 11 says, he makes everything beautiful in its time. There is a time that he has put with that vision. We were reading last Sunday, the fact that he told Abraham, you are going to have a son, but he didn't put a time. He just put the dream. But then the Bible says later on that indeed Sarah had the child at the time that God has spoken. Because years down the line, in the 24th year, God visited him again. And he said, by this time next year. Now he put a time. Now he was telling him, this is the appointed time for it. Are you hearing me? He said, for the vision is for an appointed time. And at the end, it will speak. When did he say it will speak? Many people are waiting for it to speak at the beginning. They want it to speak in the middle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They are 75% into it. They want it to speak. And they are tired because it's not speaking. It's not happening yet, as God showed me. You are 75% down the line. Don't waste the 75%. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said it's at the end that it will speak. And though it tarries, wait for it. It will not tarry. That sounds confusing, isn't it? He said, though it tarries, wait, it will not tarry. No, he was saying, though it's delayed, it is not denied. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A delay is not a denier. That if it's taking a little time, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Hallelujah. But God will do exactly what he has said he will do. Isaiah 26, and I'll be closing on that. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Yakadosa. Isaiah 26. Verse 3, it says, you will keep him in what? Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That phrase, whose mind, actually is talking about whose conceptualization, whose imagination. So, it's when you keep your imagination within the realms of God
that you enjoy peace. You know that you are you know that you are within the will of God when you are imagining the things that God is saying to you all of the time. That's where your imagination stays. And guess what? Peace guards your heart. And guess what? That's when God can walk and your faith can walk. Are you hearing me? Andrew Womack said for many years he struggled. And he struggled. What the things God had told him to do. He said, but one day he realized the scripture. That is the conceptualization. He said, and once he stayed with God's word and he stayed in God's presence and he began to see the things that God has shown him and the things God was saying to him about his ministry. He said, he entered rest. The book of Hebrews tells us that the day that believe have entered into his rest. So that hope, that dream, that conceptualization, that imagination, if it's fixed on God, it helps you to enter into faith. And therefore rest. He said, and the things began to fall into place one after the other. Without any stress. If I said they built a building. And when they looked at the building, they were opening the building. He said, somebody said to him, Andrew, you're not excited. He said, you're not excited. He said, no, I'm not. He said, because I was excited when I conceptualized it. I was already excited. I passed the excitement. I had seen it happen. He said, so now that we are cutting the tape, I already did my excitement years ago when I first saw it. That's when I got excited. Because when God showed me and I began to imagine it, imagined everything, he said, that's where I did my dancing. That's when I did my laughing. That's when I did my shouting. He said, now that we are cutting tape, I'd already seen it and done it years ago. Are you still there? I came to tell you this morning, prophetically, that it's time to dream again. It's time to dream again. There are many people who've given up on many dreams. They are God-given dreams. That's what I'm talking about. There are things that God has laid on your heart as you prayed. The more you prayed, the stronger they became. But God is stirring them up this morning. Breathing upon them again this morning. Let's stand on our feet. And just begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to thank him. Leket oshta brahada sikele bahashta. It's time to dream again. The good thing about times and seasons when we celebrate with calendars is that the beginning is usually a time to conceptualize again. The beginning is time to begin to look again and say, okay, last year wasn't this. Okay, last year wasn't that. But this year. Rapasoko pora bahande lekele bahasta legarosta brahande. I see God showing people things. I see him showing people things again. I see him breathing upon you. I see him breathing upon you. And as it does, there's a fresh fire in your heart. There's a dream bursting forth again. Legarosta, brakamando, sokroboste, velegesta, brahananda, sokorosta, bahate. Eh, yakala, ba, 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 ba. The passion comes again. Legarosta, comes alive again. Now you can see it happen. You can see it happen. You can see it happen. Legarosta, bahanda. And as that's happening, there's grace released upon you. There's grace released upon you, legadosto, to run, as Habakkuk said, legadosta brahande, legegegegegegegegege, lasoto pragista brahande, era ba 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 ba, leboko poshata ra ba 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 ba. Said to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37, he said, prophesy. Prophesy to those bones. He asked him first, he said, can these bones live?
Ezekiel said, they are too dry, separated, dead, raised to power three. And God said, can they live again? He said, I don't know. Only you know that. God said, so prophesy to them. Prophesy to them. He said, and I prophesied as I was commanded. And the winds came from the four corners. The wind came from the four corners. He said, and then bone began to join to bone. I prophesy to you this morning, as I do, the wind of the spirit comes upon you and it begins to join the pieces together. The pieces together, the pieces together. There are things that are moving where you do not even know now, but the pieces are coming together. The pieces, whoa, they are coming together. And things are being fulfilled. There are people being bought from far and near that are meant to be part of the plan. There are resources that are coming from the ends of the earth that are part of the plan, and they are coming together for the mighty hand, the fulfillment of the dream and the purpose of God. I prophesy as I was commanded. It comes together now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rabba shaka rabba handele bokoso produce to brahane. Just put your hand on your belly very quickly. I have just a minute left. Mapo shaka rabba hasta. Holy Spirit, do that which only you can. Male kokosta brahande. Do that which only you can. Like a mighty rushing wind. Move upon your people. Move upon your people like a mighty rushing wind. Yakaboshtabahande, like a mighty rushing wind. Move upon them. Makaraboshta, and birth again your purpose, your dreams. Yeah, something's rising within you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Something new, something fresh. And hope rises again. You are here, you've been considering suicide. I want to pray with you. Been considering suicide. You just thought there's no way out. Doesn't look like, I don't know how this is ever going to be. Maybe it's just better if it ends. That's what I mean. You've just been thinking maybe it's better if it ends. That thought's been coming. I want to pray with you very quickly. I need to drop the mic. Forget about everybody else. Legedosta brando sufe legedishta brahande. Legedosta brahande soto parigadishta bahata. Le prokoporo posto vredi. And if you are those like that online, also put your hand on your chest right where you are. But you are here, I want to pray with you. Le prokoporo posto vredishta bahata. Legedosta brahande lekekele bosta. You've been thinking, if it ends, that's just good. That's just good. Maybe it's better if it ends now. Maybe it's better if it ends now. Legedoshta brahando so produshta vredishta brahande. Legele bahashto brokosto vredi. There are things that I take lightly or uncertain, but there are things that I'm certain about. Legedoshta. You best just be, the thoughts be coming over and over. Maybe it's better if it ends. Maybe it's better if it ends. Maybe it's better if it ends. Legedoshta brahande. Legarosta brahando socro boso veladi zudile kedishta brahando soprosto veladista bahane legero kokora bahasta vredishta bahate lebrahasto brokondo sofredishta brahando socora bahasta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Legerosto brondo sofredishta bahata lebraka mande sutobe legela hasoto mambra dosta frake desto predishta bahata. Yeah, legedosto brahande, legegosto brohonde, legedosto brokondo sofredista brahande, sutali gelegede, sutapaya galagete, yeah, legegoko sopranista, embro, ende, suta brande, sutapaya gege, estombre, estufacale, Yakosta, Lekekesto Prohosta, Prakadosto, Belegesto Prosta Falide, Lekosta Prasifalide, Sutapa, Estigala Bahande, Estila Bahasto Pradi, Pepo Costa Brahande, Manle Keke Le Prostoveli, Lesuta Brande Sofagele Gede, Suta Brahande. Just go with the flow. Le Brahando, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lega ha ha ha. Yekekele bosta, marakosta brahande, lekekele bosta bredi, le supra prakedesto bredi, le de 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 de, esta brahande, osta brahasta, yeah, le prokoporo bobo shede de 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 de, yeah, 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 overwhelm, touch, le prokoporo bosta fredista, zikekeke repasta brahande, le gosto brondoso fredista brahande, si se 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 vele gosta aste ke le bosta mambro esta brade de de soto brahista makoso fredista brahande. Hey, yeah, 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 like a mighty rushing wind. Le gledosto produso fredi, le gledoso fredista brahande, le prakamando socro boso veli. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Legele bosta brahande. Le costa brahando sofredista brahande. Le de dosa brahanda sekele bahaste. Embro saka braka bosta bradi sefredista brahande. Legle esto brano sofredista brahande. Lego dosta fredista bahata. Le broco poro boso fredi. Le pocoste veledista brahande. Le prosto veledi. Ledisa, prakamando, socro, boso, veli. Sorry, Collins, lift your hand. Just lift your hand right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, le bocro, bosto, vredista, brahande. Yeah, le poco pora babaya hadaso fredi. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Your mighty hand comes upon him. Yeah, there are visions. Yeah, visions. Le poco boso fredista brahande. Le gedosta brahamando sofredista bahata. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Le poco pora boso fredi. Le gedosta brahande. God is birthing something in you. Le brot sofradista brahande, le cle desto fracadele procadista bahate, le gosta brahande, le bosofradista brahande, le gedosta brahanda. We're in the birthplace of greatness, we're in the birthplace of greatness. Le gadosto brondo sofradista brahanda, the birthplace of greatness. Help, help, help. We're in the birthplace of greatness. Legle dosto brahande is birthing greatness. Is birthing greatness. Is birthing greatness. Is birthing greatness. Legle dosto bredi. Lega dosta brahando sofredista bahande. Lega dosto bredi le broko poro boso bredi. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Le broko poro base fredista brahande. Le bro sofredista brahande le kele bahasto bredi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Le kedosta brakede kredista brahande. Le boso fredi. Legendo, 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 legendo. Liga baya karabosta bradi. Leg legegegeste brahande kele bahasto produso bredi. Le gara bahande. Le krekede bosto produso bredi. Oh, yakadosa brahista brahande. Le broso fredista brahande. Legedosta brahande seke losto procosto veladi. Pipes that carry water don't stay dry. That's what I heard. They don't stay dry. They don't stay dry. Just close your eyes. They don't stay dry. Pipes that carry water, you help others, you don't stay dry. The husbandman will be the first partaker of the fruits. Yeah, you have sorrowed, you have thought about it and wondered. But God says, I don't forget. I don't forget. I don't forget. Looks like it taking a while. It says, but I don't forget. No, 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 no. Yeah, even in the night, you still were up praying and crying and asking God. What's the direction? What's the direction? He says there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. There is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Lego dos tabrahande sofa lige tabraga dos sofredish tabahane. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think my assignment is done this morning. Lekle doshta brahande sufa liga deshta. No. Sakile braka mondo sofredishta bahata. Sikeleke deshte pakadosa. Prakilikele bostofredi. Rikele bahasto brahande. Este zuza vege doshte. Ningle esto brando sofredishta bahata. Lego doshta brahande. Just put your hands on your belly. Says, no, my assignment is not done. Yeah. The father of a fatherless, the husband of the widows, is more than enough, he says. There's nothing you can lack because he is for you. He is with you. He is guiding you. He teaches you to profit. Lebo Costa Brahande. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yeah, Brakadoso Fredishta Bahata. Legosto. Branande Sofale Gadishta. The glory of God is called the weightiness. The weightiness, the weightiness, the weightiness, the heaviness of God comes upon you, comes upon you. The heaviness of God comes upon you. The heaviness of God comes upon you. You walk in his glory. Yeah, yeah. Get stronger and stronger and stronger. And stronger and stronger. Because yeah, you have dreamed a bit. But you have not yet gotten all that God wants to conceptualize within you. And not only will he conceptualize it, the grace to do it is released upon you. Yeah, the things he will do with you will make you to wonder if this is you. Thank you for your glory. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Give you praise and glory. In all things, you know that we give you thanks, we give you praise and thanksgiving at all times. In everything, we give you thanks, we give you thanks in all things.